power, LBC major problems, Caroline prosecution in April, IBA station news, kaleidoscope 2 years old, and London local activities.
Details.
At 11 a.m. this morning, 12 midday in Europe, Radio Mi Amigo was 1 year old, and this date ironically coincides with the date that the very same ship was towed from the British coast on March the 2nd, 1968, under orders from the Dutch salvage company, Weissmuller's. To celebrate the occasion, Mi Amigo had a special program at 11 a.m. this morning, live from the ship, with messages from the DJs in their new Spanish studios, from the directors, and goodwill messages from both continental and British artists. Mi Amigo's programming will change next week, as two of the Flemish presenters will be live on board the ship. On Tuesday of last week, the last tender for the time being from Belgium arrived, carrying 3 months' worth of deep-frozen food, wine and champagne for today's events, and two of the Flemish jocks who will do the live programmes. This will put a much more immediate feeling into the programming, and several live shows have already been broadcast as an experiment this week, including Saturday's Top 40 programme and some of the programmes earlier this morning. The presence of Dutch broadcasters on the boat will be a tremendous morale booster to the Dutch crew and will relieve the English jocks from tape changes in the daytime, giving them more time to prepare their evening shows. The new live shows will also allow the Flemish jocks to be around in the evening and perhaps inject some life into the flagging presentation of Radio Caroline. The new studios in Playa de Aro have much more modern equipment than the original studios did in the DJs' homes and the farmhouse undercover location where they'd been recording until 2 weeks ago. The technical quality has improved from the cassettes that are used for the recorded programs, as many of our listeners will probably have noticed. As for the Caroline situation, Caroline DJs will now have to join the tender for the Mi Amigo in Spain. But the tenders will now be much more consistent than they have been in the past. The unpleasant part, however, is the 2.5 to 3 day journey from Spain. The three new Caroline jocks are now in Playa de Aro, ready to commence their journey to the Mi Amigo, and we should be hearing them on the air fairly soon. The total move by Mi Amigo to Spain has been planned for several months, during which time the new studios have been constructed, and accommodation was found for the DJs. The live jocks will rotate, and this will ensure that everybody does their time at sea as well as in Spain. This move came just in time, for acting under pressure on information received from the British Home Office, the Belgian and Dutch governments have been having to take action against Mi Amigo in this week. The Home Office has reminded the governments of both countries of their responsibilities under Article 6 of the Geneva Convention on Offshore Broadcasting, to which both are signatories, and they've had to take action which they would normally have done nothing. The action has been the arrest of two Dutch DJs, the interrogation of the Belgian owner of the Mi Amigo, the impounding of various tenders and fishing boats used to supply the Mi Amigo from the other side. These have been tracked on radar from the British coast. The owner of the Mi Amigo, however, is no fool, and he'd made permanent Spanish arrangements since last November when problems were experienced with tenders from the English coast. The Mi Amigo programs recorded in Spain will also be transmitted on a Spanish local radio station with a power of 5 watts. This station, of course, is by no means coincidence called Radio Mi Amigo, and its service area, naturally, is considerably limited. However, this arrangement does ensure that the buildings in Playa de Aro are used, as far as the Spanish government is concerned, for a perfectly legal purpose. Radio Mi Amigo is thus in a very secure position, provided that the tenders continue regularly from Spain. All of the Big K would like to wish Mi Amigo a happy birthday and success in their next year of operation. Radio Caroline personnel will be held in Clacton Magistrates Court on April the 7th. A summons was served on a person living in Holland-on-Sea in Essex, who was, for a time, running a telecommunications link with the Mi Amigo, so it was alleged, when it moved to the Essex coast last September. The summons was brought under the Wireless Telegraphy Act of 1947 by a Mr. Michael Hawkins, who is an employee of the Home Office. And it is not connected with the Marine etc. Broadcasting Offences Act of 1967, under which to date there has not been a summons, although many people have been cautioned under this act. On the 25th of November last, Home Office officials visited a private house in Holland-on-Sea in Essex and confiscated transmitting equipment which they claimed was in communication with the Mi Amigo. A further summons, in conjunction with the Marine Offences Act on this person, has been promised, along with the owner of a boat and a Radio Caroline disc jockey. Music Week will report on the court case in full and will be bringing you further details on this story as they occur. Morning, being 2 years old. Here's a brief history of the Big K. The station was brought together in February 1973 by different fractions of other radio stations, all of whom wanted to show that money and star DJs were not the only thing necessary to produce good radio. The main quantity is dedicated staff who think radio, at least that's what we think. Tests started in late February, and then on Sunday, March the 4th, 1973, DJ Phil Hazelton officially declared the Big K open. At that time, the Big K had only three DJs, Phil Hazelton, Dave Owen, and Pat Edison. The next voice to join later that month was Tony Rocket, and then Dickie Allen. In July, Denny Tewson came, and summer passed with some changes to the lineup. Dave Owen and Dickie Allen leaving the Big K, and Music Week taking Dave's 12-to-1 spot, and Keith Ross Jensen joining in place of Dickie Allen. The program schedule then looked 10-to-11, 11-to-12, 12-to-1, 1-to-2, and 2-to-3 in segmented slots. The lineup between these periods was one which lasted until when KRJ retired from programming, when his slot will soon be taken by our new DJ Clive Thomas. Although Music Week has been going through some changes with the addition of Radio News, Gig Guide, with Lee Oliver and Mark Lawrence doing these two spots, and the singles review spot, of course. Radio Kaleidoscope is now 2 years old, but we hope to have some interesting changes in programs in the very near future. And finally, in Radio News, a summary of the events and activities monitored in London last week. Some unidentified FM transmissions were heard during the course of last week. These were identified on 96.1 MHz on Tuesday from 22:09 onwards, playing continuous music. We'd be interested in hearing from anybody else who's heard this station. The material was continuous, light and progressive music. Recognizable material was an album by Johnny Keating entitled Space Experience and a King Crimson album entitled Court of the Crimson King. Radio Invicta say they will be doing an FM stereo test on 92.4 MHz this evening from 18:30 until 1900. Monitoring stations should listen for the telephone number, which will be given out during the broadcast, to which they can ring with their reception reports. And Radio Invicta also tell us that they intend to be active over the Easter Bank holiday period with high power on both 92.4 MHz and also on 312 meters medium wave. The format of this station is soul music, and the programming will probably be for a 24-hour period. Radio Spotted Dog playing reggae music was monitored on 192 meters, Radio Veronica's old channel, last Friday night. This station gave a London telephone number and was monitored from 1900 until approximately midnight. Any further information on this station would be of interest. More information is to hand about the LTIR, the London transmitter of independent radio, which is reconsidering commencing broadcasts to the London area on either 96.366 MHz or 94.425 MHz. There was a meeting of the three businessmen who ran the original network last Friday. And Managing Director A.B. Cohen tells us that two of the directors want to restart the service, and that one of them is apparently opposed to it. The reason for the reactivation of the LTIR is that there is dissatisfaction with the IBA stations and the high rental that the authority charges for the programs. One of the directors feels, however, that more time should be given before recommencing transmissions in view of the advertising slump we've been experiencing recently, which he says has been very unfair to the two IBA London stations. We're now told that the LTIO will definitely be restarting, and that Radio Aquarius will be the first station to take up the option, with bank holiday and possibly eventually a regular weekly transmission in the near future. Radio Aquarius, we're told, will be starting test transmissions very, very soon on the LTI transmitter on 96.366 or 94.425 megahertz. So stay tuned for their evening test programs of sweet music. And an important announcement about Radio Kaleidoscope FM. We'll also be taking up an option on the LTIR. So listen for our FM tests in the very near future on 96.366 megahertz. Reports, as always, will be welcome at our usual phone number, 435-4324, all to the mailing address at 71 George Street, London West 1. Our programming on FM will depend on the audience response, as the policy is yet undecided. Finally, I've been asked to apologize on behalf of our program management for the absence of listeners' letters this week, owing to technical reasons outside our control. However, we hope to have listeners' letters back with us next week. Also, another reminder to stay listened to the Earth and Fire special and Dutch music special, which will be broadcasting this afternoon between 1 and 2 p.m. on Kaleidoscope. That's the end of the radio news. Your comments and information are welcome at our mailing address, 71 George Street, London West 1, or you can phone them through now on 01-435-4324. This has been Denny Tewson reporting for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
This has been Kaleidoscope Pop News Service, fast and informative.
As to whether that album really makes an impression on the British buying public, I know it will in Holland, because at the moment they're very into the third world thing. That's Western Justice, as I said, a brand new album out, which is a massive project undertaken by EMI over here and EMI Holland, and an exclusive on Radio Kaleidoscope. One more track from the album, and this features Jack Riley, who is working with the Beach Boys. That's why that last one, Organ Grind, sounded a bit like the Beach Boys. Have a listen to this. By two of the largest companies in the world, EMI Bavima and EMI Britain. Very good album indeed. Western Justice, and that's written by Jack Riley, as I said, formerly involved in the staff over in Holland with the Beach Boys, now living in Holland, and he produced the album and arranged it, and was also on vocals and synthesizer and Celeste. So that's Jack Riley. Lots of other people involved in the album, too many to mention, but certainly all sorts of instruments, including the magic organ filled by Jaap Kaiservald and the Boys Choir of The Hague, under the direction of Marius Bortslat, coming up somewhere in the album. The reason I'm not too clear about the album is because I've only just received it. I managed to have a chat with one of the people over in Holland with EMI about the album when I was there about a month ago. And that's how I come to know about it. But I've not listened to it yet, so I'm just playing odd tracks. And when I've listened to it, maybe I'll get round to knowing what the album's really about. Something I think which could be interesting for you. It's Western Justice on EMI, and should be out here within, a couple of months or so, because I'm no doubt they're going to put it out here with people like Eddie Jobson on the album. Right, you're listening to Radio Kaleidoscope on medium wave and also FM sometimes, and blasting music to you. I've got about another 14, no, a bit less to go, so we'll try and get as much in. A little bit of Greenfield and Cook in a moment, but the track I promised you from Earth and Fire, the original version of that fabulous song, the song of the marching children, running away into the background. Really believe in the music of Earth and Fire. Earth and Fire, and that's their single, the B-side of a single, Invitation, from 1971, and the original version of the Song of the Marching Children, which was redone when they brought out the album of the same name later on that year, nearly into 72. Well, time is rushing onwards, so we'll play a bit of popular music now, one I know you'll all love and like, or you liked and now you love, from Greenfield and Cook.
From the first day.
Or bringing up a nice cup of coffee. Beautiful, that's Greenfield and Cook and Don't Turn Me Loose. Their compilation album of the best of Greenfield and Cook, including some lovely things like Beautiful Children and Only Lies. Well, it's about time I say goodbye. For the past near enough an hour, Rob Eden's been playing the music and informing you of what's happening about many of the Dutch bands who are around at the moment. A lot we've missed out, mainly because I don't know much information about them, but no doubt
be learning a lot about the bands in the future, and next time I come to Kaleidoscope, I'll give you all the information that I can. I'll pass it on to you. A recap on what's happening with the Kayak Tour. The tour is starting on May 3rd. They're playing two London dates, so there's two opportunities to see them. And they'll be over here, and at the same time a single will be released, and maybe the album will be re-promoted, although there's no new material at the moment. On the Earth and Fire front, they're coming over about the same time, a bit later, I think, more early summer, and they'll be playing over here for a few dates. And also the new album and a new single will all be released by then. Still, I'm glad that you've had the opportunity to hear all some new Dutch music, like The Shoes and that new Western Justice album, as well as some old popular favourites as well. It's time for me to say goodbye and leave you in the capable hands of the Kaleidoscope good guys. And tonight, or today, we'll leave you with the Kayak second, the first album called CC the Sun, and one called Moldy Wood, if you like that sort of thing for breakfast.
Radio Caroline during the course of last week. They were interviewed under alleged offences in connection with the Marine Offences Act. The interviews were the follow-up of a boat suspected of supplying the Mi Amigo being detained at Burnham on Crouch last October, and also an incident in mid-November when more DJs were questioned after a motor launch was detained at Brightlingsea in Essex. All of the DJs who were questioned were warned that a prosecution under the Marine Offences Act was likely within a few months. On the subject of Radio Caroline, the first court case concerning the station will be heard at Clacton-on-Sea tomorrow at 10 a.m. in a local magistrate's court. The alleged offence is the use of transmitting equipment to communicate with the vessel, the Mi Amigo, and it's being brought under the Wireless Telegraphy Act. Radio news last week was unfortunately not transmitted, so we couldn't bring you details of the situation regarding Radio Nova International. The station is now free to leave the Slikkerveer harbour. Meister and Bollier have won their legal appeal in the Dutch High Court to get Nebo 1 and 2 released with all transmitting equipment on board. Previously, the Dutch government had ordered the transmitting equipment and studios to be removed. The release is agreed, providing that the gentleman's agreement not to broadcast up with any European shores is upheld, and that Nebo Limited pay a fine of around 150,000 guilders under the Dutch Marine Offences Act in connection with their transmissions from the Dutch coast earlier last year, and for having transmitting equipment installed on the boat while the Act was in force in recent months. Nebo Limited have paid the fine, and the boat is likely to leave the Slikkerveer harbour in Rotterdam early next week. Engineer and DJ Robin Adcroft is on board and took with him from London last week various items of transmitting and recording equipment for the studio and transmitter halls. After the extensive modifications, the Nebo 2 will be capable of using three independent studios into two shortwave, two MF and one FM transmitter. And it's likely that the station will anchor off the Zaandam on the Belgian-Dutch border while various tests are carried out. LBC, the London news station's economy measures, announced some 6 weeks ago by Radio News, took effect this week. This involves the scrapping of most of the evening's feature programmes in favour of a phone-in, and the close down of the station between 0100 and 0600. During this period, the three-minute IRN news bulletin is transmitted, and the programme is replaced by tone in the interim period before each hour. There are more drastic staff economies too, but LBC say that these moves are only until the autumn, when they expect more advertising revenue to be forthcoming. And now other independent radio news. Robbie Eden will be leaving Radio City at the end of April. He vacates his position as production manager to look after the Kayak and Earth and Fire tours next month. He'll then be going to work for a Dutch record company. Bradford's independent radio station will be operating on the American MOR principle that Capital Radio started on air with in 1973. The music content will be a very broad mix, from good commercial contemporary pop to middle-of-the-road American artists such as Jimmy Webb and Harry Chapin, who experience very little exposure in the United Kingdom. More independent radio stations are taking on ex-hospital radio DJs. In recent weeks,
Swansea Sound, Piccadilly Radio and Radio Metro in Newcastle have employed a total of 7 new hospital radio personalities. This brings the total of Swansea Sound's hospital DJs to 7 in all. The Ipswich station, Radio Orwell, will be extending its hours over the publicised length stated on Music Week last month. Radio Orwell will now broadcast until midnight each night and until 8 p.m. on Sundays. The previous plans were to close down at 8 p.m. every night, as advertised. This is Denny Tewson for Kaleidoscope Music Week. Good 435-4324. That's 01435-4324. 71 George Street, London West 1.
3 weeks ago has now sailed from Marseilles, where it had been refitted just before Christmas last year. And we also have Bob Noakes and possibly Tony Allen, both formerly of Radio Caroline, as presenters. A mystery shrouded the disappearance of Keith from Capital last week. The personnel department wouldn't comment on his whereabouts, and it was indicated that he was on holiday. The sudden disappearance of Keith from the country may well be connected with his problem over a work permit which he was having difficulty in getting renewed, and also as a result of some pressure from the Home Office regarding an inquiry into the operation of Radio Caroline. The peace ship will anchor 6 miles off the Egyptian coastline and will transmit 24 hours a day with a power of 50 kilowatts. The format will be middle of the road and pop music, and the broadcasts on 190 meters should be audible in Britain in the early hours of the morning. The Radio Veronica Bleicht organization is planned on September the 1st at Scheveningen to commemorate a year without the station. The rally, being publicized already by posters and in the Dutch national press, will take place the place of a silent vigil at 1800 hours along the seafront at Scheveningen, followed by a candlelight march to The Hague, the Dutch seat of government. It's possible that as a token gesture, Radio Veronica may broadcast an hour-long special program, but as booked time on the National Radio Service, Hilversum 3. In the meantime, the test transmissions of tone and carrier wave continue once a week from the Norderney, the Veronica vessel anchored 12 miles off the Scheveningen coast. The tests can be heard at 0100 hours on Saturdays. This is Pat Edison for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
Radio Caroline, BBC tests to continue, independent radio news, and parliamentary mix-up. DJ! As listeners to Radio Caroline will have noted, there has been a changeover in the DJ lineup with effect from last week. Simon Barrett is back aboard the Mi Amigo, along with new presenters Phil Mitchell and Kevin Carter. Alan Simons and Johnny Jason are now on their way back to the United Kingdom after 7 weeks aboard the boat. This is a considerable improvement in the previous 13-week stint. However, things are not well in the Caroline organisation. The previous tender, which departed from Harwich on the 25th of April, was investigated by the authorities, and both Simon Barrett and Don Stevens were subsequently questioned about their connections with the organisation. The possibility of summonses against Johnny Jason for contravention of the Marine Offences Act will now become a reality, as the Home Office have been waiting for him to return to the country in order to bring proceedings. These will be the first under the Marine Offences Act of 1967. In connection with illicit broadcasting and supplying of an offshore broadcasting vessel. Two other former Caroline broadcasters will also be issued with summonses for alleged offences in November of last year, and we're informed that there will be many more summonses to come in the near future when more papers are received back from the Director of Public Prosecutions. The other problem with Caroline concerns the IBA and the new Ipswich station, Radio Orwell. The IBA have been allocated 257 metres, that's 1169 kHz, for this new independent local radio station, which is intended will commence transmissions at the end of October. The signal strength in Ipswich is going to be very low, owing to the proposed 200 watts which the IBA transmitter will be giving. The signal strength of the Mi Amigo will be very high in the Ipswich area, and almost certain to cause severe interference. IBA engineers were in Ipswich late last month making field strength measurements, and the results of these tests have been given to Home Office engineers asking them to do something about the situation. From our own engineering measurements, Radio Kaleidoscope notes severe overmodulation on occasions of the transmissions from the vessel, particularly during the Mi Amigo programs. It's unlikely that the Home Office will authorize any change in the frequency allocated to Radio Orwell. In fact, they'll probably be adamant about the matter, as they were when Radio Veronica's frequency was allocated to Capital Radio. We do understand, however, that there will be a determined effort to get Caroline off the air before the end of October by legal proceedings against First DJs and ultimately against Ronan O'Reilly himself. Recent rumours from the Netherlands would indicate that the Mi Amigo is up for sale, but we cannot obtain confirmation of this from the owners. What we do know is that Radio Mi Amigo is only just breaking even, despite recent increases in the number of genuine commercials. This problem is owing to the high cost of running the administrative side of the station from Spain. An attempt to conserve diesel fuel has been made by the permanent close down of Caroline between 0200 and 0600, 7 days a week. This means that the diesel tenders from Spain have to service the boat every 4 instead of every 3 weeks. The very latest information we do have regarding Caroline is that the Home Office are determined to have it off the air by September, by one means or another.
Vessel, the peace ship, which left Marseille's harbour on May the 19th, has been impounded by the Egyptian authorities at the entrance to the Suez Canal. The boat was arrested last Tuesday week, about 4 miles off the Israeli seaboard limit, and towed into Izmir, about 5 miles from the canal entrance. The arrest was made on the suspicion by the authorities that the purpose of the peace ship was to transmit anti-Egyptian propaganda, with time booked by the Israeli government. Peace ship director A.B. Nathan denies this charge, however, and claims that the vessel was only going to broadcast messages of peace and loving awareness, similar to Caroline, but with a Top 40 format as a music base. All transmitting equipment has been removed from the vessel, along with the 3 studio complexes. The broadcasting staff, including program director and former Capital Radio man Keith Ashton, Tony Allen, formerly with Caroline, Bob Noakes, and Daffy Don Allen, are all in Egyptian jail at Izmir, awaiting trial for treason, which in Egypt, along with most countries, carries a mandatory death sentence. The original claimed proposal for the peace ship was to anchor in the Black Sea and transmit 24 hours a day on 190 meters. The situation regarding the choice of 257 meters for Radio Orwell in Ipswich is now critical, according to the Engineering Information Department of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. The problem with the transmissions from Radio Mi Amigo, 2 channels away from the proposed frequency for Orwell, is so critical that the service area is only likely to extend some 3 miles from the NF transmitters at Manston Farm, which itself is some 4 miles from the centre of Ipswich. 2 weeks ago, IBA engineers were in Ipswich making field strength measurements on the Mi Amigo, and they submitted a report regarding the field strength measurements of the boat's transmissions to the Home Office, asking for fast action against Caroline or the authorization of a frequency change. No reply has been forthcoming as yet, but it's unlikely that the Home Office will permit a change of frequency in light of the policy regarding Capital Radio and Veronica on 539 meters 2 years ago. The solution must be accelerated by the fact that Radio Orwell are anxious to be on the air by late autumn in order to catch the pre-Christmas advertising boom, and also that the IBA are required to have all the stations operative by the end of 1975 in accordance with a government instruction. The trade, that is test music date, run-up period for Orwell is October the 10th, which means that installation work at Manston Farm is imminent, and a decision will have to be given by the Home Office about the proximity of Radio Caroline within the next month. Home Office officials working independently of the Ipswich problem are in the final stage of preparing legal action against the Radio Caroline Shore organization. There are long outstanding prosecutions against 6 disc jockeys, as we've mentioned several times on Music Week, and in recent weeks some of the strongest reminders about the Marine Offences Act have been sent to various record and music companies who are known to be cooperating with Radio Caroline. The station's music director has recently been cautioned under the Marine Offences Act, with a promise of a subsequent prosecution. And in the course of the last week, the investigating team have interviewed 2 more disc jockeys and also the alleged boss of Radio Caroline, Mr. Ronan O'Reilly, at his Chelsea flat. The prosecutions for tendering the Mi Amigo, alleged by speedboat from the Essex coast last November, are absolutely imminent, and we're informed that the summonses will be issued within the next fortnight for a prosecution date in September, initially at a magistrate's court.
The team of investigators is under instructions by the Home Secretary to get Caroline's English language programs off the air by September. And they appear to be unconcerned with the broadcasts of Radio Mi Amigo in Flemish and Dutch. We understand that if legal methods are unsuccessful in removing Caroline's transmissions, then more drastic methods such as intercepting and detaining broadcasters could be used. This would affect the broadcasts of Radio Mi Amigo as well, as the English DJs are required to change the Mi Amigo program cassettes during the day. We should have some more developments on the situation within the next 2 weeks.